Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Moni Meretz, Yichonecha Ketavas Rav Chaim Tzmi, Uchol Anil V'Meleab, V'Brother Lein Chaim L'Chaim, Lili Nishmas, Batya Esther, Bas Zev Dov, and it's based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That we're God's children. We don't find that by Purim in Al Anisim. Doesn't say who did it. Here it says, V'achach bo b'necha l'dvir b'secha, etc. אז אני רוצה לחזור על חידוש של אחד מגדולי הדור שלפני פנינו, בעניין שייכותה של נבואה לכוח התורה. What's the shaykhus of nevuah to the koich of teret? אף על פי שההלכה רווחת היא שאין לנבואה מבוא בהוראה, מכל מקום בהערכת סנהדרין מול סנהדרין, כשאנו צריכים לדעת איזו מהם נחשבת גדולה בחוכמה לגבי חברתה. בזה תופסים שסנהדרין כזו, שבין חבריה נמצאו גם נביאים, הרי היא גדולה בחוכמה מן הסנהדרין שלו בנביאים. So the chiddush of this gadol was a few generations ago, that even though when you paskin, you don't paskin al pi nevuah, which is a great topic for many shiurim. We said I was learning from based on a tshuva of Rav Kook. Moran Rav Zatzal ben yan nevuah v'torah, b'shu katav bez sefer alav, flam me'od bezrat Hashem. Ani rotze lachzor lezeh, aval bikaron lo b'shemayim hi. However, when you have a Sanhedrin against a Sanhedrin, you have to know which Sanhedrin is gadol b'chachma vis-a-vis another Sanhedrin. So there were toifes that a Sanhedrin that has Nevi'im is greater than a Sanhedrin that doesn't have Nevi'im. Because the fact that Nevi'im are sitting on a Sanhedrin makes it greater b'chachma. Even when it comes to paskening Shilas, that's the chiddush of that gadol, and we can bring a raya for what he says from the sugya in the Gemara. That said about the basin of Anshei Knesset HaGadoyla, that they had Kuf Chof Zikeinum and Mehem Kam Nevi'im. Mize Shemachshivim La'adifut B'Shem Beis Din, Shema Mina, Sheyesh B'Zeh Hechet Timtzi, Shel Yipui Koyach B'Hiroi. Gemara says the Beis and Matshe Knesset Gadol had 120 Zekanim. Among them were a number of Nevi'im. And this is trying to tell us how Chashiv the Beis Din was. So you see that it makes you a better Beis Din if you have Nevi'im sitting on the court. So now that it adds at the beginning of Maseches Megillah, Shi'ev Sharu Shechachmei HaMishnah Yivatlu Takanat Beit Din Shel Anshei Knesset Gadola Mishum She'ein Beit Din יכול לבטל בית דין חברו, אלא אם כן גדול ממנו בחוכמה ובמניין, אין הכוונה משום שמעשה שהיה כך היה, שבית דין של אנשי כנסת העולה יהיו גדולים בחוכמה מבית דין של אחריהם. אלא בני שאי אפשר אחרת now, that we ask, at the beginning of Maseches Megillah, that the חכמי המשנה can't be בבטל תקנס בית דין, מעשה כנסת גדול, because אין בית דין יכול לבטל בית דין חבר unless they're bigger. In חכמה doesn't mean, that's what happened, that the Bezin of Anshei Knesset Gadol were greater in Chachma than the Bezins that came afterwards. It's not just Maitzir Shahaya, but it can't be otherwise. Because the Bezin of Anshei Knesset Gadol had Nevi'im. And that was the end of Nevuah. Nechtoma Nevuah v'nistakam Yisrael. So the Memel Tzmuchruch, that after Bezin of Anshei Knesset Gadol, there's not going to be a Bezin that's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. וכל זהו בפורים, שהוא תקנת בית דין של אנשי כנסת הגדולה, אבל בחנוכה, שהיא תקנתם של בית דין של חשמונאים, הרי בוודאי שאין שום הכרח בהלכה שלא יעמוד אחריהם בית דין גדול בחוכמה ומהם. So that's all talking about Purim. Purim is Takanas Beis Din Shel Anshei Knes HaGadol. But Chanukah is a Takan of the Beis Din of the Chashmonaim. So there's no Hechreach, there's nothing that necessitates us to say that there's not going to be a Beis Din afterwards that's Gadol B'Chochma. Anshei Knes HaGadol can't be a Beis Din greater than Chochma because that's the end of Nevuah. But the Beis Din that was Metakin, the Beis Din of Chashmonaim was Metakin Chanukah. Afterwards, you could have a greater Beis Din. Now, the Koach of the Takanas among the Jewish people are built on two pillars. Number one, the Gedula of the Beis Din Metakni HaTakana. And number two, the Espashtus of the Takana in Klal Yisrael. And since Chanukah is the only holiday that there's no Hechreich in Halacha, that the Beis Din that was Metakin is going to be greater than all the later Batei Dinim. In other words, this is the one time in history there's no longer Nevuah. So the Beis Din that was Metakin Chanukah could be afterwards there's going to be a Beis Din that's greater. So you can't say, oh, it's because of the godless of the Beis Din, that's what makes Chanukah so special. No. But rather what makes this Takana so strong is not the godless of the Beis Din, because you can have a later Beis Din that's greater, but the fact that it's spread among the Jewish people. That it was mispashit b'kal Yisrael. And that's the emphasis. V'achakach bo banecha. Shegam ha'kviyut mishtayechet l'vanecha. אנו משום שתואר בנים מתייחסו לכלליות כנסת ישראל, והתואר הזה של בנים מוציא מכללו את ייחוד הסנהדרין, ומעמיד את העניין על כוח הסמכות של כלליות ישראל. Because the תואר בנים, what's the בו בנך? The Banechas relates to Klaliyus Knesset Yisrael. And this description of Banim excludes the uniqueness of the Sanhedrin and instead establishes the power of the authority of Klaliyus Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people as a whole. That's the Banecha. The power of the Espashtus HaTakana. That the Takana spread. And if we go deeper, in the parashah of Hadlakas HaMenorah, the parochas is called Parochas HaEdus. Chazal explained that the menorah is an Edus L'boi Olim that the Shechina is Shuri B'Yisrael. That the Ner HaMaravi would get the same amount of oil and it would last longer. Now there are numerous Nisim in the Mikdash, and we don't find that those Nisim are Mechadish and Edus. Only this Nis was Mechadish and Edus, known from the term of the Maharal, that the Osias of Edus are Osias Das. יש הרבה גילויים לדברים עמוקים הללו. אחד הגילויים עומד הוא לעיון בכאן. שון הגמרא כי הוראה תלויה בבית דין ומעשה תלוי בקהל. בוודאי שזהו הכלל בסתם דמילתא. היינו משום דהקהל תהול תלוי בבית דין ומעשה תלוי בהוראה. מהר"ל tells us that Edus is Das, same Osios. Lashon of the Gemara is that there's a hora, that when you have a hora, the psak is telling the Beis Din, and the mice is telling the community and the kol, and that's generally the rule, because the kahal is telling the Beis Din, and mice is telling the hora. So in the middle, the mice is telling the kol, and the hora is telling the Beis Din, the psak. Aber yesh lefamim shehora'a tluya b'ma'aseh. As a Beis Din Talui Bakal, sometimes Psak is Talui in the Maisa, and then the Beis Din is telling the community. It's not the community is telling the Beis Din. Beis Din is telling the community. And we're talking about the power of the authority of the fact that it's spread among the Jewish people. There they say there is fakert, it's fafuch. If there's a ma'isa called, there's a haraz Beis Din. If there's not, there's not. There has to be mispashit. And we have to know that if there's a koch b'ma'isa called a shamesh gorem achria, if the community can pass in halacha, it must be that we have a hakar shalem yidas. Because the koch of ispashtis b'Yisrael is not that it's that's what they want. Because what you want is not machriya b'halacha. The koch of ispashtis is the internal koyach of Kahal Adas Yisrael to recognize without even realizing it on a subconscious level what the yashrus is and to be mechavim the ratz and amakom. And this is Paul Shalomi Das, this is subconscious. We're not trying to paskin. Gemara and Pesachim, famous Gemara, we discussed a lot in the past. Shech lo hevi sakin me'erev Shabbos, what are you going to do? You didn't bring the knife erev Shabbos. Shech the carbon Pesach. Amar lehem halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. El hanach lem Yisrael, amin nevim b'nei nevim. I heard it, but I forgot the halacha. But let the Jewish people be. If they're not nevim, they're b'nei nevim. L'macha misha pischo t'le t'ochev lo b'tzimro, misha pischo gedi t'ochev lo b'karn, b'in karnav. So then they would put the knife on the animal. And then he said, oh, now Ra Maisa Viniskar Halacha. So if he would have asked them, then that wouldn't have been a hurrah. Because that's done bidas, and the community can't tell you what they're thinking. But when they do something, that's a whole different story. And then we'd say, Hanach Yisrael, let's see what they do. They don't know why they're doing it, but they're doing it. Because that's the Koach HaPnimi, that's not totally in the Beis Din. So we have this special koyach hora Knesset Yisrael that we can pass in Shilas without even realizing it, just based on our behavior. And that's the inyan of Ispashtus HaTakana B'Klal Yisrael. So this gives us a special Torah, this gives us a special title. What is this title? This koyach hora that's ganuz behelim, that's hidden in the secret recesses of the Jewish soul. Every judgment is made up of two types of clarifications. There's the Beirur HaDin HaTalui B'Daitim Shel HaDayanim, and then there's the Beirur HaAvdot HaTalui B'Ne'emanutam Shel HaEidim. There's clarifying the Din, that's Talui B'Das HaDayanim, and then there's clarifying the facts, that's the Eidim. You need to have both. There's Beirur Derech Das, and then there's Beirur Derech Ne'emanus. And so too, the Mishpat Torah is Beir Derech Hadas and Derech Ne'amonus. Derech Hadas is based in, Ne'amonus is Ma'ase Kol. That we're mechuvan, we're aligned with the Ratzon of Hashem, Klal Yisrael. So what's the Shem Toyar? What's the title that Klal Yisrael gets that we're paskening Shalom Idas? Adas Hashem. Adas Meshon Eidim Meshon Eidus Atem Eidai Vanikel. And now we can taste the milk and honey from the pasuk Eidus Hashem Ne'emana Machkimas Pesi. So to meret afilu mishu peti, tahainu shebetchumim shel daat ein lo mavo, fishu shayach al hakahal, shein ha'ora midat shayachet lo, mikom makom yishlo metziut shel chokhma bedivrei Torah, haidei koach ha'roi shelo midat shenitan liyisrael. Even if someone's a Pesi, even if someone's a fool, but in Das it doesn't work for him, but he's shaykh to the call. Eidus Hashem Ne'amani, it's faithful, it's Ne'amanus. It makes you wise. In other words, it gives you wisdom without even realizing. Klal Yisrael is so smart. When we follow, we're able to be mechayvim the Ratzon Hashem without even realizing it. And that's one of the Giluyim of Maral, that Eidus is also his Das. Adas Hashem is the Das. The community has this Das. Eidus Hashem, Atem Eidai, we're Hashem's witnesses. Adas Hashem, Eidus Hashem, Nemana Machkim Aspesi. We're able to testify without even realizing it. We just know that it's true. And that's the way we act. That's the Eidus, that's the Beirut. That's the Nemanis that we have. The Das is in the Adas. We have Das in the community, which is, and that's the Eidus. So this is Paul without Das. We have Das beyond our Das. This is such a profound idea. If you want to be wise, when you dive and turn a little bit to the south. What's the simon? Menorah b'darum. The menorah was in the south. Menorah's Das. It's Chochmah. Menorah gives the koach of Chochmah to Kal Yisrael. B'chemes Hayavonim, it was a nace in the menorah, because this is the victory of wisdom. And we have two types of Mishpat HaTorah, two types of ways of clarifying the Mishpat HaTorah, Derech Das Shel Dayanim, Derech Nemanah Shel Eidus. So we have to have both of them in the menorah. In the parasha of Hadlakas Menorah, it says, Pareches HaEidus. The menorah is an Eidus L'boi Olam Sheshchina Shchuya B'Yisrael. The Ner Ma'aravi lasts longer. The shame Eidus in the menorah. Menorah is Chochmah. That's the reason that it's an Eidus, because in Torah you also have the Ne'amonos of Eidus, of Das, the Das of the community, without them even realizing it. So in the menorah has to have this Eidus. You have two types of Mishpat. You have Das Dayanim, Das Shel Eidus, Derech Ne'amonos Shel Eidus. So that's the Eidus, the menorah, it's Peruchas HaEidus. The menorah is an Eidus that the Shechina Shara L'Yisrael. Because the Ner HaMa'aravi has this hidden koach that it keeps being lit. Even though it doesn't have as much shemen to light that long, but it lasted longer than the other neres. It's a hidden koach. And so too Klal Yisrael has this hidden koach. So this is the Eidus Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael. That's why you have in the menorah, besides being symbolizing wisdom and light and enlightenment and das, on a very simple level, like, you know, you read a comic book and you see the light bulb go off. So it means he has an idea. He's in light in the darkness. Is that, you know? Darkness that you don't even realize how off you are. A lot of times, a person's in darkness. So this, they have the light of the clear das of enlightenment, and then they have the etus, that there's this hidden koach of das as well. That's symbolized by the Ner HaMa'aravi, which lasted longer. That's why you have a deeper insight now as to why they were called banim. Because the Nes of the Menorah in Chanukah shows the Nitzachon on Yavon, when the koach of the Chochmah of the Jewish people was empowered. And that encompasses the koach ha'irosha loy midas, derech ne'amonos of Eidus, Adas Hashem. And that's the emphasis of Banim. Because Banim isn't an expression of the Yichud of the Sanhedrin, but of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Chanukah was. That wasn't because of the power of the Beis Din, because the later Beis Din came in Vata, but that it was mispashit b'chol Yisrael. Power of Knesset Yisrael, that we have this hidden das. So that's the Hispashtus, like we had earlier on. It's Mispashit B'chol Yisrael. And when it's mispashit b'chol Yisrael, it's mispashit because we have this koach hidden, we have this hidden das, adas, edus, that we're mevarer without even knowing. And I want to say that this is mamish so powerful, because I often wonder, like, if you look at Jewish history, you see that there was a Gemara, And the Gemara very often didn't decide the halacha. And even when the Gemara did decide the halacha, so there are many cases that weren't decided. Well, it would be in this case, in that case. And then we have, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands and millions and maybe of tshuvas that were written. And yet, after all is said and done, everyone knows. When you get smicha, you want to be a rav, you want a paskin, you have to know Shulchan Aruch, you have to know Mishnah Berurah. Of course, you have to know the sugyas and everything around it as well. But that's the bottom line. I'm saying you can say all the papulim you want and all the lamdas you want. But the bottom line is, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. You know, it's like one of my hobbies is reading tshuvas, trying to justify the Hasidic custom to daven late. Really bothered me. Remember, I did research. I used to go to the library. And now I'm in the computer. I don't do it so often anymore. But sometimes I read a tshuva and they try to say, why? What's the halachic justification to daven after this man? And there's a beautiful tshuva from the Heilig Eretz Tzvi. Many, many others. But at the end of the day, they all run into a brick wall. And the brick wall is that it's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's like a real brick wall, right? You go, oh, there's a shita here, there's a shita there. But you run into the brick wall of Shulchan Aruch. It's all said, but the Mishnah Berurah says not like that. So who, I don't want to be chutzpahdik or irreverent, but who died and made the Shulchan Aruch king? Who died and made the Mishnah Berurah king? Why are you going to say, I don't want to follow Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah is Torah Sinai. So it's all Sinai. I don't want to follow the Mishnah Berurah. I know it was a posek, it was a rav in somewhere in Poland and Lithuania. He's my posek, not the Mishnah Berurah. But yet, Kal Yisrael and all Chugim, you see, even Sfaradim, they have a Mishnah Berurah with Sfaradi Hagos. Teimanim use the Mishnah Berurah. Chasidim use the Mishnah Berurah. Ashkenazim use it. Litvaks use the Mishnah Berurah. Modern Orthodox use the Mishnah Berurah. Open Orthodox use it. Everyone uses the Mishnah Berurah. Manatamel takoach as the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So, Marav Rabbeisai, now we understand. What gave the Mishnah Berurah the koach was Kal Yisrael. The Kal Yisrael took upon themselves the Mishnah Berurah. And they know. How do they know it? It's this hidden koach hadas. They know. And they said, we accept the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, there was opposition. There was Maharal and the opposition to codification. There's a beautiful book by Dr. Menachem Alon, who's the one of the head judges in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Talmud Chacham. He was a Chevroner. Interesting, very, very brilliant man. So I remember he used to have a book, HaMishpat HaEvri. It's like three thick volumes, you know, 1,000 pages each. Massive. And I don't see it around. I don't see it on shelves so much anymore. But in Yeshivat HaKotel, there used to be the library. And then they had the librarian's room where they had the books that they didn't want to put out in the library. So back in the day, that was there. I'm assuming now they maybe took it out. The library had a strong Haredi. It was more of a Haredi fellow. I don't know. Haredim are into books called Mishpat HaEvri by Chief Supreme Court Justices, which I think Professor Alon was. In any event, so he talks about the opposition to codification. But self calls self, after all the opposition to codification, but Klal Yisrael accepts it. Mechitesi. Mechitesi, the answer is that's the koch of the Klal. There's a book by Professor Shapiro, which gets a lot of publicity, but the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikra. And here also you have to ask, like academics ask, Mechitesi. Why are the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikra Mechayiv me? Look, there are other sources that argue with the Rambam. Professor Shapiro goes one by one. They argue with this Nakuda, with that Nakuda. There's a Rishon here, an Acharon there, a Mekobel here. There's Gemaras that, the Rambam Paskins, okay, there are different opinions in the Gemaras, but you have opinions in the Gemaras that the Rambam might say that they're not, it's forbidden to believe what they believe. So, Ein Mashiach Yisrael. Okay, Rashi says Hashem is going to be Goalas, but that's, doesn't stem with the Rambam. So, Mechitesi that the Yud Gimel Ikra Mechayvas. I want to follow other poskim. I like Rav Sadji Gaon, I like Rav Yosef Albo, I like the Kuzari, I like Chavez. There were people arguing with the Rambam, saying the Rambam had a very specific philosophy, and there was criticism of the Rambam that he followed the Greeks too strongly, followed Aristotle. There's a beautiful, beautiful letter by the Maran HaRav Zatzal in the Ma'amarei HaRaya, where he defends the Rambam against his attackers. But self calls self, why should that be Mechayev Klal Yisrael? Just because the Rambam got up 800 years ago and he formulated Yud Gimel Ikra. But why does that have to be etched in stone? Why can't it just be fluid? Every generation we learn, we understand as best we can, and we try to have the correct beliefs. So I think the answer is what the Rosh Yeshiva here is saying, or we're saying in his name if we're understanding him correctly. It's this pashtus in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael accepted it. Why did Klal Yisrael accept it? Because they had some shalom midatz. They don't know why. It's just that God was accepted. The Mishnah was accepted. The Aruch HaShulchan wasn't. The Aruch HaShulchan is beautiful, but it doesn't have the same koach as the Mishnah Berurah. You're not going to find that nobody, no Bar Mitzvah boy gets 12 sets of Aruch HaShulchan, right? Every Bar Mitzvah boy gets 12 sets of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, Yud Gimel Ikrim. Also, we can say this about the Samchut of Kabbalah and the Zohar. Those who know in the world of academia, they don't even have a Havamina that the Zohar was written by Rashbi Kimat. There's a book, Torah Sheba'al Peh, by Rabbi Inbal, Inbal's tremendous scholar. So he tries to show how Kabbalah is, how the academic study of Kabbalah is getting closer to the traditional understanding. Okay. But the bottom line is that it's highly debated, and even among our scholars. There have been plenty of Jewish rabbis in history, big Gedolim, who weren't a big Hasidim of the Zohar Kaddish. So Mechitesi, you have to believe in the Zohar, that it was written by Rashbi, Mechitesi, that it's Mechaivas. In the Halacha, it's not Mechaivas. Nobody says Mechaivas, the Halacha, every Zohar. But from whence does the Zohar draw his authority for? Especially before Moshe De Leon came around, nobody heard of it. Kemat. So why is that mechayvas? Mara doesn't mention it. So I think the answer is again, it was mispashit in Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael knows. Follow my nose because my nose knows. Klal Yisrael knows. There's something about the Zohar. Yeah, there's something somewhere in the Zohar that might seem strange. Say that. But you see that Klal Yisrael's Makabel, the Zohar is a holy book. And Klal Yisrael's Makabel, that Rashbi is the author. And if he isn't, what did Maran HaRav say? Maran HaRav has a letter to Rav Yechiel Kapach, who was an anti-Kabbalist in Yemen, one of the Gedolim of Kapach of today, of the author of the commentary in the Rambam and a lot of other Svarim. He was a big Dayan. Rav Kapach. So his grandfather was a big was very much opposed to Kabbalah. And there, Rav Kook writes him a letter and he says, listen, the Zohar is such a holy book, even if Rashbi didn't write it, it's still a holy book. So that's what Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. And let's say we're wrong. Let's say Klal Yisrael is wrong and those academics in Bar Ilan and Hebrew, you are correct. And it really wasn't written by Rashbi and it was written by. Okay. Zelo sof olam. Still, Moshe Emes v'Sarah, so Emes and Am Yisrael is the chosen people. And we're here for a purpose, and we have to serve God, and we have to be good people, and we have to do chesed, and staka, and mishpat, and avos Yisrael, and avos habrios, and this world's a preparation for the next world, and everything we know about being a Jew. And if a mistake creeped in, the Klal Yisrael, said it. In the meantime, this is what Klal Yisrael accepted. Not everybody's such a scholar to know. They can start comparing different the language of the Zohar and different statements. And so where does this come from? Where does that come from? 99.9999% of people aren't such scholars. So you see that Klal Yisrael is makabel. So be makabel. Maybe some of it, like the Yavetz, some of it was, some of it is from Rashbi, some of it isn't. There were mamarim that were put in. There are amoraim in the Zohar. If it was written by Rashbi, how am I getting? They got in, put in later. Some say it was Ruach HaKodesh, already written before. Say that. We don't know all the secrets. But the bottom line is an Indian of his Pashas with Klal Yisrael. Don't fight it. Don't fight it with Klal Yisrael, accept it. And Hashem has it that way for a reason. And I think it's the same thing with Minhagim. They just serve Minhagim. Klal Yisrael accepted, and that's the right. And I also think it's like that with in areas where we don't, there are certain things, but Klal Yisrael doesn't pass like the Mishnah Berurah. There's just certain things Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says. It just wasn't accepted, so it could be. Women shouldn't go to Shulchan Aruch, women shouldn't go to the cemetery. Women go to the cemetery. So what's the pshat? So I'm not saying women should go. Maybe we should just follow the Shulchan Aruch, follow the written word. But I don't know if one should make such a such a balagan when just there's certain things that all of Klal Yisrael does, and if it's not, you know, clearly against a pasuk in Chumash or an open Gemara that nobody argues with, so to say, there, and there are even open Gemaras, you know, there's just some things in the Gemara that not every ain't my sichim b'shas ha'suuda. Have you ever been to a meal where everybody was silent during the meal? Only in a monastery they're silent during meals. Choose, you know, you may come. We're talking, 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 talking. We have 10 seconds of silence when we make Al Til Sidaim and Hamotzi. And then the next 4.5 hours, we don't stop talking. We just take breaks when the other guy is talking to put food in our mouths. Marissa says, Tainis, Eim Esichem Tafei, Eim Esichem B'Shas HaSuda. Now let it talk. All right. Klal Yisrael didn't accept that one. I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying, I'm just taking from this Yisod of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, that there's a certain koyach of das of in Adas Hashem. And instead of fighting, get accepted and rejoice in it. Okay, these are all just suggestions and definitely not etching anything in stone. Katanti. But I wanted to share his thoughts. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I'd be so interested in hearing people's, what others are thinking. I know what I'm thinking. Interested in hearing what others are thinking as well. Thank you so, so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.